come back with me one more time to March 2013. To Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where Grand Prix Pittsburgh was going on, oddly enough. I'm Chewy. I was there asking people three questions on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. What you're about to hear are the files from Sunday. Now, there would have been more, but I was chased away by inclement weather and faced a whiteout and took an extra 4 hours to get home, and it was awful. But that's not important. What's important is that here is the final Grand Prix Pittsburgh three questions, so enjoy. It is now Sunday at GP Pittsburgh, day two, and I'm standing here with a man with an epic mustache. Who are you, sir?
Joshua Queen.
And why is your mustache so epic?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. One day I woke up and there's this mustache there, and my girlfriend was like, "What the hell is that thing?" And I'm like, "Well, it's a mustache now, honey. I have a mustache." And, you know, I've had it since. Actually, the real story is it was a Halloween a couple years ago, and I was too cheap to buy a $7 fake mustache. So I realized, you know what? I'm a man. I can grow my own damn mustache. I was going as Hercule Poirot. I don't know if you know who that is. Agatha Christie character. And I just grew the mustache, and I had totally intended to cut it off afterwards, but everyone was like, "Oh, my God, that mustache shoots. You look so badass." People were buying me drinks. I was getting out of traffic tickets. So the mustache stuck, and it's been the best thing in the world.
Did you act Belgian, at least?
I did, okay, yes, good. Very Belgian.
Good, good. Do you have time for three questions?
Yeah, wait, excellent. Was that not the first question?
No.
Oh, okay, well, question the first.
Okay, how about, do you have time for three more questions?
Yes.
Okay, first question, if the 10 Guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who'd be the last one standing?
Last one standing, huh? That's a thought. Let's see, the last one standing... probably Orzhov.
Yeah?
Orzhov, they have the money, and if you look at anything throughout all of time, it's not the religion that does it, it's not the bureaucracy that does it, it's the people with the most money. The people who don't have a mind, you know, your brutes who are going to be like your Golgaris and your Gruuls, they're going to kill each other. They're all going to kill each other, and the Dimir are going to be in the background, and they'll take the fall for the money, because that's what they do, they're spies. They get paid to do treacherous shit. So they'll kill whoever else you want. I mean, you're going to have the Boros and the Azorius just killing each other because that's what they do. The Celestia are going to try to fight for what's right, and you're going to have the most money. And you probably won't be standing. You'll probably be sitting there in the background watching everybody else kill each other, sipping what I assume is a fine ale.
All right.
Orzhov.
That was a good answer. Second question, what is your non-magic game of choice?
Non-magic game of choice? I actually am a world-class Settlers of Catan player. It's not my game of choice because the game is very frustrating at times. Because it is very random. Game of choice. Are we talking tabletop games?
Yes, whatever.
After Magic. I play a lot of Diablo 3. A lot of people stop playing it, but I still play it a lot. The game has changed a lot. It's still kind of shit. But I hope that stops soon. But as far as tabletop games, play a lot of Ascension. Play a lot of Arkham Horror. Because I like just being f***ed by my games. That's just how I like it. But yeah, those are some of my favorites.
Fair enough. Last question. What is the worst creature in Magic?
Leveler. Ask RK Post. He drew it. He knows all about how bad Leveler is. Unless you have a Tel'Jalad stylus or a Shared Fate or some other terrible way that... I had a standard Leveler deck, and this one kid died to a Fire Shrieker and a head jump or flight or something, and I Fire Shriekered him for 20 because I had a Tel'Jalad stylus to play. I put the Tel'Jalad stylus on top, played the Tel'Jalad stylus, and he didn't know what to do. But Leveler, this is the worst creature in Magic history. It just doesn't do it. Ventrudrix is close. He was on the playmats this weekend. I don't know if you noticed that, but there's just a Ventrudrix. 7 casting cost, 6/6 blue creature with no abilities. But yeah, Leveler. Have you ever played a Leveler?
Oh yeah.
I mean, 5 mana for a 10/10 seems really good. I mean, if you have a Stifle, it's even better. But
that's how I played against Leveler.
Yeah. Stifle the hell out of it. But worst creature in Magic.
Well, thank you very much.
Yep, thank you, sir. Have a good day.
I don't think I've been interviewed. Ever.
Well, let's fix that.
All right, cool.
I'm standing here with none other than... what's your name again?
D-Sale.
Yeah, that's him. From the Scrubland podcast.
Yeah,
the,
man.
The somewhat defunct...
no, we're still around, sort of. We put out like one a month.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Well, our numbers are strong, so...
yeah.
Like, we're not worried about it.
Yeah, not at all. So you just won the first round of whatever that is. What is that over there?
That was round two of a side event. So there's like this qualification to go to Renton and get a tour of Wizards R&D and then play in some $20,000 tournament.
Yeah.
And apparently you have to win an invitation, and there's only going to be like 40 of them or something. I don't know. I don't understand it, but it's another sealed event on day two of the GP in Pittsburgh.
I think the deal is because they're no longer doing PTQs at Grand Prix, tournament organizers got pissed.
Oh, is that what the...
I think so. That's the excuse I heard.
Well, I mean, there's no PTQs, so yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, well.
Okay. I'll buy that. Sure.
So do you have time for three questions?
Yeah, sure.
Excellent, excellent. First question.
Okay.
If the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who'd be the last one standing?
The Dimir, because we're just going to backstab everybody. We're going to just, like, jump behind the bar and wait and then kill the last guy. We're going to kill the last man standing. So there.
So by default.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Second question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
League of Legends.
Why does that not surprise me?
Yeah.
You seem like that guy.
Yeah, that's basically where I was playing a lot of roulette last night. Like, I came away a winner. I came away like $100.
Yeah, when I tried to track you down last night, like, where is everybody? Like, we're over gambling. I'm like,
we're all playing blackjack. Sorry. Are you at the casino? Yeah.
I didn't even know there was a casino in Pittsburgh.
Well, there's none in Virginia, so we'd like to take advantage of it when we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, last question.
Last question.
What is the worst creature in Magic?
The worst creature in Magic? Like, ever? Like, of all the creatures?
However you want to answer it, you know.
Wow. That's not a question I've ever thought about. I have a lot of favorites.
Favorite worsts?
No, all right, are you ready? Are you ready?
Sure.
I'm going to hit you with one. It's Petrified Woodkin, because he was the first rare I ever played, and I didn't understand how Bloodthirst worked. He's from the first Ravnica.
Oh, yeah,
he's
okay.
A 7-drop, he's a 4-4, he's got protection from instants, but he's got Bloodthirst of X. And when you don't understand what the rules of Magic are, and you're just reading it, like, it says the damage you dealt. So I got in a big fight with a friend of mine because I had this sweet deck of, like, regenerators with Moldervine Cloaks on it, and then he was regenerating off of all my attacks. But, like, I dealt 14 damage, and, I mean, none of it got through. But then I tried to make, like, a 20-20 Petrified Woodkin, and, there was a flipped table at the end of it. Like, yeah. Like, it was, like, that serious. So... Best answer? Best answer.
Pretty
all right.
Good.
All right. Best answer.
Sweet.
I like this format. Are we done? Is that
yeah,
the end
that
of three questions?
Three questions? Yeah, yeah.
Sweet.
Well, tell you what. Good luck in the super sealed thing, whatever the hell it's called.
It's just sealed deck. Whatever.
Whatever. And we should go track down your
Scrub Landers. Yeah. We'll go find Casby. All right. Let's go find
questions.
Him. All right.
So I'm now standing here with... Who are you again?
I am Chris Casby.
And you sound vaguely familiar.
Breath.
The listeners don't care.
Yeah,
your breath
true.
Is.
I'm sorry, listeners. I have a horrible breath
just
right now.
Pull up my shirt over my nose. It'll be fine.
I used to podcast. No, we do. We still do it every once in a while. We're on hiatus because we all kind of separated, and we still haven't discovered Skype. But
I hear that
you can't laugh at me. That's awful.
The internet. That's out there. And which podcast is that?
Scrubland Podcast.
There you go. So go listen to Scrubland Podcast. It'll be out in like 6 months.
You can't laugh when you say that or they won't listen to you. Like, it's just like, oh, go on, listen to Scrubland. No, really, really, just listen to Scrubland. Yeah, it really is about every 2 months. That's just like, whenever we can get together.
That makes each one more special. Though,
exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. They're all collector's editions.
Damn right. So, you ready for three questions?
I understand that there are three questions I'm supposed to answer, so I will do my best to do so.
All right, first question. If the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who would be the last one standing?
Gruul, absolutely. Those dudes look like they're drunk all the time already, and they just look like beer-brawling guys.
So they look kind of like you.
I'm beardy right now, yeah. I could do... I'm not drunk. I'm sober right now, so it's, you know...
You sure?
Yes.
As long as you're
yes.
sure, I'm not.
Yes, yes. Yes, officer. I am. No need for the breathalyzer.
Walk okay. This line. There's no line. The line is crooked. You couldn't walk it. Next question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
Ooh. I'm a big board game nerd. So, I would say... Like, I really had, like, a hard-on for Dominion for a long time. That game's awesome. But lately it's probably King of Tokyo, or King of the Monsters, or whatever it's called. It's a dice-rolling game where you're King Kong or Godzilla or something. It's just awesome.
I've actually gotten that answer a couple times. I need to check this game out.
Oh, it's awesome. It's just really fast-paced, and you don't have to think about anything. You just roll dice. It's like Yahtzee with monsters.
Yahtzee? That sounds like awesome. Actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Yahtzee with monsters. Huh.
Yeah, and you get to kill your friends by playing Yahtzee.
Oh, you mean in the game.
Yeah, right.
I was going to say, well, I do that any... Are we friends?
You can. I like to think we're friends. We hugged. We had a hug.
I get to kill my friends. Okay, so last question. What is the worst creature in Magic?
Ooh, there's really bad ones. Let me see. I forget what it's even called. And I actually played it. It is a seven colorless and a blue for a 1/1 creature. And it had morph. It was for a blue.
Yeah, Scornful Egotist.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
That card was awful, and I played it. I sleeved it up, and there was a card draw card in that format that was draw card for highest converted mana cost of permanents you control.
And it had Ixidor on it. Rush of Knowledge. Is that
sounds
it?
Right? Sounds
that
good.
Might be it. Yeah.
So
yeah,
you would just draw eight cards.
That and Torrents of Flame were about the only reasons to ever play Scornful Egotist.
I mean, I played him as a one of. It was a one of. Yeah. So, you know. But that deck was awesome. And I don't know if Scornful Egotist was even necessary because it was a one of. But when you drew eight cards, it felt really good. So.
But he's still bad.
He's still pretty bad.
Yeah.
8 mana for a 1/1 do nothing is pretty bad. So.
So what are you doing today?
I did a side draft. I scrubbed out pretty hard yesterday. I looked at my deck and I was like, oh man, this deck's awesome. And then I went to go board after like round 3 and I realized I had like no 2 drops. Something I should have realized when I was building.
Possibly, yeah.
So, whenever you need limited advice, don't come to me. Let's start my curve at 4. That seems like an adequate place to start.
I mean, that's where I'd start mine.
Yeah. All your best cards are 4 and more, right? So, who needs bears? Bears do nothing, so... What are you doing? Are you just chatting it up with folks?
Yeah, I'm doing this.
Doing this with
this
everybody?
Is what I do.
You've got only like 1,400 more people to go?
Give or take.
Yeah. Give or take. Awesome.
Well, thank you very much, Chris.
No problem. It was nice meeting
your
brother.
Other side venting, scrubbings, whatever.
So. Yeah, I think I'm done. This last one was pretty rough.
Not bad, huh?
4 color monstrosity.
Was that a draft?
It was a draft.
You're not supposed to be able to draft 4 colors. You're supposed to have a plan.
No. It wasn't even like the good ones that everyone does with like Verdant Havens and like Prophetic Spheres and stuff. I had a Prophetic Sphere and a Simic Key Rune were my color fixing.
Yeah, it was the cat's color fixing.
They really don't. It was bad. But I actually stole a round from someone. I felt really bad. Awesome.
Now it's on record. It's your
and now it's rounds. On record. I steal rounds with awful, awful things.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. Have fun the rest
no problem.
Of the day.
Awesome. Well, you too.
I'm now standing here with, who are you, sir?
Judge Nick.
And where you're a level what?
2.
Level 2. Where are you from?
Right here, Pittsburgh.
Oh, nice. Local boy.
Yep.
So most judges, when I stick this in their face, say, I'm such and such, a level such and such, from such and such. And you didn't. You threw me off. It's like their program. I don't know.
I figure nobody cares about the other stuff. They just want to know the answer to their question.
No. I care deeply about
okay,
you.
I'm sorry.
Judge, what's your name? So
I have a name tag.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I have seen you with a big orange bucket,
yes.
And I was told you're the weirdo judge. So
I am the weirdo judge today.
So does that mean you're doing the weirdo tournaments, right? Is that what
I
that
am.
Means?
I've okay. been doing mini masks. And Twisted Draft today.
So you're not actually just a weirdo?
I am also a weirdo.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure Alex will contest that in any other judge around here.
Okay, well, is he a weirdo?
He is very
okay.
So,
do you have time for 3 questions, sir?
Yes, that's I think where we're getting to.
Excellent.
Unless they yell Mini Master.
Fair enough. First question, the 10 Guilds of Ravnica were in a ballroom brawl. Could be the last one standing.
Wow, that seems like it'd be gruel.
Any reason?
It's a barroom brawl. It seems like they would belong there. And Azorius would probably only have one guy that got lost there. He'd get the shit kicked out of him. Right? It just seems like they would have the most people.
Strength in numbers in this case. Seems good.
Yeah.
Second question, what's your non-magic game of choice?
Non-magic game of choice? That's video games, normally Nipponichi games, Disgaea series.
Okay, yeah. I'm I've never played any of them, but I, being a gamer myself, I've heard of all of them.
Okay.
Sweet. Last question. What's the worst creature in Magic?
Worst creature in Magic? Oh. See, that's a really hard one, because anytime I see what would everybody says is the worst creature, I go, well, obviously I have to play it. Like, I love Tempting Worm. It's really fun. Man. What is that? Shield Sphere or whatever? The nice 0/6 that gets smaller every time it blocks.
Oh, yeah.
Because I hated that damn thing.
Man, that's an original answer. I haven't heard that all weekend.
Well, I started playing in... everybody's going, oh, look at this new set called Ice Age.
That's what I started playing.
So I go, I think, Leah Alliance's card, you know.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right, well, thank you very much, sir. I'll be sure to get a picture of you with the big orange bucket at some point.
No problem, and you can put it right with the talk.
Sweet. Thank you much, man.
Anytime.
So, I am sitting here with, who are you, sir?
Willie Edel from Brazil.
And you sound vaguely familiar. So you're sort of a big thing, right?
Yeah, last year was a good year for me. I can't complain at all.
Sweet. How are you doing today?
Bad. I did true for X2. My first draft was very, very good, but I lost like a match. I was 2-1. Then the second draft was really bad, and I lost the first match. So I need to win the next two to catch up.
Well, if anyone can do it.
I think so. Yeah. With a little luck.
Sweet. Well, do you have time for 3 questions?
Of course. Sure.
Excellent. First question. If the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a bar brawl, who would be the last one standing?
I don't like that it would be Boros. But I think Gruul should just smash everyone. So I think Gruul. Not Brawl,
good.
They will win. They're not smart, but they are big, so they'll probably win.
All right. Second question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
Depends from time to time. Right now, I'm spending some time on League of Legends. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at it, but I enjoy playing some friends. Right now, I used to play World of Warcraft. I used to play some other games, but right now, League of Legends only.
I think you're the first person I've actually heard say that they're not good at it.
I think 99% of the players of League of Legends are really bad, but mostly think they can play. It's easy for me to know that I'm not good, because I know how to play Magic, and I know the difference between someone that's good in Magic and someone that's bad that thinks it's good. Mm-hmm. And knowing this, I'm pretty sure that I'm pretty bad at League of Legends. As do all my friends.
Nothing like honesty of friends. Last question. What is the worst creature in Magic?
Depends. Depends from every format. For example, right now, I think if you play Centaur Healer in Standard, you were wrong, because it's the worst creature in Standard. But it depends from time to time. Sometimes I see like some really bad creatures and some really bad cards, but it depends on the format, depends on the time. I don't really have an answer for this, but if I play Centaur Healer in Standard, you're wrong. It's so bad.
You heard it here first, listeners. Well, thank you very much, sir. Good luck in your second draft.
You're welcome, man.
So what round was that? You say it's the first round of the second
10,
draft. Let's
6,
just go with that.
14.
Yeah. That sounds good. Let's
round
go with
14.
That. Is over now. And I'm standing here with?
Roberto Gonzalez.
And you are wearing a bow tie.
Always a bow tie at these big events. You gotta look good. I mean, if you're not looking good, why be here?
Exactly. I mean, that's why I'm rocking. Let's just ignore me.
Yeah.
So, how you doing today?
I am 10-4. So, you know, I can't complain about that, but I feel like the 2 matches I lost day one, like, I shouldn't have lost. I could have been easily 10-0 day one, but it didn't happen that way. And I played a really good, tight game against Ahri, like, in the last match, and didn't get there, so.
It happens.
Yeah, I mean, it does. It's magic, you know, and your opponents are going to have cards, and if they have the right one, then they don't lose. And if they don't have the right one, then I win. So, you know, there's going to be those coin flips as we move forward, so.
It's a good philosophy.
Yeah, I hope to get the next one, you know. It's like,
sweet. Well, do you have time for 3 questions?
Yes,
there?
3 questions.
All right, first question. If the 10 guilds of Ravnica mm-hmm. were in a barroom brawl, mm-hmm. who'd be the last one standing?
Dimir, obviously. That's not close. Dimir is is close by because they manipulated everybody else to kill each other and why they weren't there, and yeah, they're in it.
Sweet.
All day.
All right, second question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
Non-magic game of choice would probably have to be flag football. We do a lot of flag at home. Well, we play in like all kinds of leagues. We play kickball league, flag football, softball. You know, like, I can't do Magic 24/7 because one, my wife would kill me, even though she plays competitive Magic. Mm-hmm. Like, but we have to put in an equal amount of like physical activity. Otherwise, we're going to turn into sloths. So I don't want to do that.
Do you wear the bow tie for the kickball too?
It depends on what theme it is for the week. Like sometimes it's like naked, like, you know, you wear a banana hammock with a bow tie, like you, like, and then just play kickball. Yeah, trust me, it's like kickball's like out of control. There's beer and there's liquor involved in kickball, and it's 100% legit. During your game, you can drink. So, and costumes.
So I mean, is the bow tie on the banana hammock, or is it
both?
Hammock and a
both. Both. Oh, you can't just leave your banana hammock without a bow tie. I mean, you, obviously.
Why be there
if it doesn't have a bow tie? I mean, you're going to have people looking at you, and if you don't look respectable in your banana hammock, then there's no reason.
I got nothing.
Is there a third one? There's no third question?
There is a third question.
Dinged
I'm busy
it.
Staring off into space.
He's thinking about the banana hammock with the bow tie. Don't do that
I
anymore.
Am. It's too late.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What is the worst creature in Magic?
All time?
However you want to answer it, man.
Oh, Lord. The all-time worst creature in Magic, I would say, the first card that comes to my mind is, like, Crimson Kobolds. That's the first card. The second card that comes to my mind is Dancing Scimitar. But, like, those have got to be wrong. There's got to be worse. Oh, what's the guy? No, there's a 5-casting-cost creature that has Planeswalk, and it's a 2/1. And that guy was awful. And I'm pretty sure that's 100% useless. No one's ever won with that
like
card.
An antelope of some sort or something.
No, there's these like little white guys that are on the card with spears, and it has Planeswalk. And yeah, I've been playing Magic far too long. Like, I mean, I've been playing Magic since '93, since I was 13 years old. So it's, I'll retire one day when they give me a Pro Tour like trophy. Then I can just like Jordan. Just retire on top. So, all right.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Good luck in the rest of the tournament.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Had the best answers last time.
She did.
Had dumb answers.
So, I'm now standing here with a Canadian judge, it looks. No, that's not you.
That's not my name.
I didn't think so. So, who are you?
My name is Corinna Grant.
So, you are not Canadian judge. Name censored to protect the innocent.
I am not.
Okay, just checking. Do you have time for 3 questions?
Yeah.
So what level judge are you again?
I'm level 2.
Okay, where are you from?
California.
That's not Canada.
No.
So you don't own a polar bear government issue?
Unfortunately.
That is a shame. Okay, so do you have time for 3 questions? I already asked you that, didn't I? Good, good. First question, if the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who would be the last one standing?
Last one standing? Has to be Azorius. They wouldn't be stupid enough to fight.
That's a good point. Second question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
League of Legends.
She's one of those people. Which one?
Which one what?
What'd you say?
I said blame Tom.
Which one?
Martell.
Oh, okay. Damn it, Tom. Okay. Last question. What is the worst creature in Magic?
The worst creature? What kind of worst?
Open question.
Curdape. I don't like Curdape.
She doesn't like Curdape. John Eldifer standing here being very quiet and making faces. It's kind of cute.
She's not a fan of Curdape. I don't like playing it. I don't like playing against it.
Fair
My
enough.
Opponent's Curdapes are always better than mine.
That's a good reason to hate it, then. Has Raven Fox done any work in the last 2 days?
Not if I had anything to do with it.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you very much. All right, so I'm now standing here with the actual Canadian judge, Kelly Ackerman. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
So I had to bleep your name to protect the innocent. I'm very sorry, in a previous interview. So, who are you? You're...
My name's Kelly Ackerman.
Right.
I'm a level 2 judge. I live in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And I've been judging for 1.5 years, and this is my 4th Grand Prix.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is my 3rd. Do you have time for 3 questions?
Absolutely.
Excellent. First question, if the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who would be the last one standing?
Probably Dimir, because they'd be hiding out in the corner, not getting involved. Once Gruul had punched everybody else out, Dimir would just buy him a couple drinks to celebrate, fall down drunk. Dimir's left standing.
It's pretty good. Next question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
My non-magic game of choice would have to be Saboteur or Cards Against Humanity.
I have had a lot of judges say Cards Against Humanity. And it does not help the stereotype that you judges are actually horrible people.
Yeah,
when you're not in uniform.
We are indeed. We get it all out when we're in uniform, and then all the goodness leaks out of us onto the competition floor, and then we go back to being terrible folk.
Excellent, excellent.
Another, I would say, more relevant one would be Carcassonne.
Fair enough. All right. I hear that's good.
Yeah, it is.
Last question. What is the worst creature in Magic?
The worst creature in Magic has to be Visadrix. So rare from I don't even know where. But it's a 6/6 vanilla for a blue and 6, I think. And the reason, sure, there's worse creatures. Sure, you'd probably be okay with it as like a 23rd card in your draft deck. But every time I see the card, I think of the 8-year-old who's just opening the pack, expecting something exciting. And just as rare as this dumb, stupid beast in blue.
Rabbit.
Yeah, it's just disappointing. So that's why it's the worst.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that. Sweet. Well, so what are you doing today?
I'm on the logistics team, which means we take care of all the logical things.
Were you on logistics too, not Kelly Ackerman?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Can I have that back yet? Can I have my name tag back? Thank you. So logistics involves setting up table numbers, making sure everyone's got basic land for their limited decks.
Yep.
All that fun stuff.
Sweet.
Yeah, is this a podcast?
It is.
Bound interview? Well, exciting. Hello, people on the other end of this podcast.
Mom. Both of you.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Well, thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
So the final round of the GP is going on, and I'm now standing here with
Chase Kovac.
And I hear you just made it to step 8.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Thank you.
I'm guessing, what's your record?
X2-1 now. I don't know how many rounds. 13-2-1?
Yeah, whatever it is. No one knows.
Yeah.
The X is unimportant.
Yep.
So, just your first GP step 8?
Yes.
Nice. Okay, then. Well, since you're all in the top 8 now, and we're going to be talking about you probably tomorrow night on the show, do you have time for 3 questions?
Sure.
Excellent. First question. If the 10 Guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who would be the last one standing?
Last one standing? Probably Grohl. I don't think anyone else can survive through that if they're in a fist fight.
Fair enough. Second question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
Non-magic game of choice? Poker. Poker, probably.
That's a game.
Yep.
And finally, what is the worst creature in Magic?
It's a tough one. I forget what it is. It's a red creature from Time Spiral that, like, when it attacks or blocks, it bounces. It just, like, actually doesn't do anything.
Oh,
I forget what it is.
Norrin the Wary.
Norrin the Wary. That's what I think.
That's actually the first one of those I've heard all weekend. Sweet. All right. Well, thank you very much, sir. Good luck in the top 8.
Thank you.
So I'm now standing here with a living Owen Turtenwald. How you doing?
Awesome.
You sure? You were a little rough yesterday.
Was not good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, how you doing in the event?
I just finished 12-4.
Better than I did.
Yeah, top 64, $200, one pro point.
Sweet. Well, do you have time for 3 questions then, sir?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. First question, if the 10 Guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who would be the last one standing?
Probably Golgari. They fight pretty dirty.
I think I've only heard one Golgari all weekend.
Yeah,
so thank you.
Smart man, I'm sure.
It probably was. I can't remember now. Second question, what is your non-magic game of choice?
My non-magic game of choice? I don't know. Least interesting answer is like poker.
I don't know if that's the least interesting.
It definitely is.
Oh, okay.
It's probably the most common answer you've gotten.
Actually, no, League of Legends is the most common answer I've gotten.
I do not like League of Legends.
I know I liked you for some reason. last question. You should get a kick out of this. What is the worst creature in Magic?
The worst creature in Magic? I have no idea. Jarvis, what's the worst creature in Magic?
Chimney Imp.
Chimney Imp.
Fair enough.
Well done.
What did I win?
The last troll.
You didn't win anything. You won a spot. Thrown the last troll. You won a
that card's
spot
awesome.
On my podcast. All
right, excellent.
You want to answer the other two while you're at it?
Sure.
Who are you, sir?
Jarvis Hugh.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Let's see. First question. If the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who'd be the last one standing?
Grawl.
You say that so matter-of-factly. All right. Second question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
I'll go with chess.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
All right. And once again, the worst creature in Magic?
Chimney Imp still.
Why does everybody hate on poor Chimney Imp? He can't help it. Well, how'd you do in the GP?
9-5. Not very good.
Could be worse?
Yeah, it could be.
Fair enough. Well, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
So I'm now standing here with... Who are you, sir?
I'm Nate Price. I'm a Magic coverage writer.
That's why you sound familiar. Okay. Yeah. I was like, I could see your name in writing, and I couldn't figure out why.
Yeah, I'm the guy who looks, like, incredibly frustrated because he's just lost playing for a top 8 of a PTQ in his little picture that shows up on all the things. So
you do, actually.
Yeah.
Is that when they took the picture?
That's exactly when they took it. They snuck in and took a picture of me doing that and then asked me afterwards if they wanted to make that my, like, picture, and I told them no, and then they did it anyway as a joke, and been there for since Worlds in Rome. That's when that picture was taken. So, years ago.
I was going to say, I have no concept of the passage of time, but I seem to remember that being a while ago.
It's like 5 or 6 years. It all runs together. Yeah.
Well, do you have time for 3 questions then, sir?
I do. Hit me.
Excellent. First question. If the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who'd be the last one standing?
Let's see. Gruul would be the one that started it. Who would be the last one standing? It would probably be Dimir. Because I'm pretty sure that Dimir wouldn't get involved unless it absolutely knew it was going to win or needed to. And even still, I mean, they're probably like the kind of people standing on the walls, like sticking a foot out every so often to trip somebody as they fall forward. They're probably the ones who started the fight, actually. They're the ones who tricked other people into, like, they tricked Gruul into thinking that other people were starting something. I'm pretty sure they came out on top.
Orzhov called your mama something.
Yeah, exactly.
What? I can see that.
Yeah.
All right, second question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
League of Legends. Definitely.
It's one of those people, huh?
I am. Like,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Like, it's my non-magic game of choice now. Like, I mean, played a whole bunch of stuff, but it's nice. I mean, it's modular. Like, the games don't take an incredibly long amount of time, so I can sit down and play for, like, 45 minutes if I want to, or I can not. I mean, I also, like, the other big game I'm playing, Descent into the Darkness, I think it's called. It's like a, kind of like a combination of D&D and HeroQuest, like, old school miniatures, type of role-playing game. Pretty sweet. So.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Last question. What is the worst creature in Magic?
The worst creature in Magic? Oh, goodness. Kind of want to say Axebane Stag to troll people, but I get too many angry people at me. Worst creature Magic, probably Squire. That guy's just terrible. Yeah, definitely Squire. I mean, in order to make that card playable and good, they had to give it the ability to search your library for an equipment and then the ability to tap that and put it straight into play. So, yeah.
Huh. Seems good.
Yeah.
I just want to point out that just in the last few minutes I've been standing here with Nate Price and David Ochoa and Nathan Holt. And and it's very intimidating. I'm kind of glad that that Nathan walked away. You're all very tall. Just listeners, you don't know what it's like. It's terrifying. But thank you very much, sir.
Hey, you're welcome.
And good luck with, I guess, the top 8.
Thanks.
Okay, so the last round of the GP is essentially over. I'm standing here with...
Joey Andrews.
And I've seen a camera crew following you around all weekend, and nobody knows why. So I finally just busted in, and I'm going to ask. So what's up?
Okay, so there's some guys from our local like store community, whatever, and they're film students out in Chicago, and they're doing a documentary on like Magic tournaments, Magic culture, the community, etc. And we were going to Pittsburgh for the Grand Prix today, and they asked if they could come along, film the experience, you know, like interview us, interview some people here. Just sort of like, you know, put something together, showcasing the whole thing.
Sweet.
Yeah. And incidentally, I day two'd it, so like it worked out for them.
So you're freaking better.
Yeah.
So where'd you end up, you know?
I missed. I was X4 going into that round and lost, so.
Oh, that sucks.
Bad news.
Well, do you have time for 3 questions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. First question. If the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who'd be the last one standing?
All right, I think that's a tricky question. Like, initially my first thought is to say, like, Gruul or Boros, because they're, like, you know, the military strong-minded ones. But I feel like in the end, it would either be Orzhov or Dimir, because they're likely to sit back and wait for the other guys to kill themselves and exhaust themselves and then come in and cut a throat. So I'm going to say it's either Orzhov or Dimir. I think Dimir probably edges it in the end, but it's got to be one of those two.
That's a very well-thought-out answer. I like that. Second question, what's your non-magic game of choice?
That's a good question. Probably either Ascension or Chess. I really like games like that. One of those two. Sweet. Both are fun.
You're going to give me two answers for everything, aren't you?
All right,
and you make it sound so good, too. Like, I didn't even notice.
I'll affirmatively say that chess is probably my game of choice, but I recommend Ascension highly.
Fair enough. Last question. What is the worst creature in Magic?
The worst creature in Magic? Well, I just lost to a Syndic of Tithes. It got double-striked in Blood Rush, so I'm going to go with Syndic of Tithes for right now.
The ogre?
He did the 5-1 Scorchwalker guy on it, and then Boros charmed it. So I took a whole boatload of damage at the end right there.
That's awful.
So at the moment, my least favorite creature in Magic is Syndic of Tithes or Scorchwalker, one of those guys.
They're both pretty terrible.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much, sir.
No problem.
So, I'm now standing here with my two roommates for the weekend. Chris, which already answered the questions and doesn't matter.
Look at the baby.
And has a whole lot of less face than he did earlier. These Magic players are getting younger and younger every year, I swear. And who are you, sir?
Meng Jia.
And you apparently sleep nude with Chris, who's also nude.
We had a no comment. Barrier.
They had a pillow barrier, so that makes it okay.
I have no comment on this matter.
There's no comment on this matter. But his back sheds like crazy and your head sheds like crazy, so it's impressive.
Yeah, the
bed is just hairy as all. So
I really didn't need to know that. I was perfectly happy just thinking the bed was perfectly clean and leaving and driving home. So
that's not going to happen. So, Mon, are you ready for three questions?
Yes.
All right, first question. If the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who would be the last one standing?
A ballroom brawl? Wait, what exactly is a ballroom brawl?
You know, when they fight in a bar.
Yeah, when a bunch of people fight
in a bar. I thought you said ballroom.
Oh. Barroom brawl, sorry.
He thought that meant ballroom because he's a...
I was thinking of the song Ballroom Blitz.
Oh.
Okay, a bar brawl.
Barroom brawl.
Bar?
A bar brawl.
Mung actually is the man at the back.
Okay. Boros, because they would be sober.
It's actually the first time I've heard someone justify Boros that way. That's good. I like that. Yeah. All right, second question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
Street Fighter.
Which one?
Arcade Edition.
Vanilla 4. Don't lie.
Yeah, I like 4. I like Sagat. I like that game.
Does that make him a horrible person?
No.
Oh, no, okay. All right.
I just like playing good characters.
Fair enough. Last question. What is the worst creature in Magic?
The worst creature?
Yeah.
Wood Elemental?
Does it know? Chris does not like this, but that's a very popular answer because
it's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. Well, So here you're kind of shady.
I have a question for you.
Okay, what's the question for me?
What was your third question you asked at GP Charlotte?
I told you that already.
No, you didn't.
Oh, I didn't? Because you asked, you asked this morning.
What was it?
It's if you had to pick a B-list tribe to get a little bit extra love, what tribe would it be?
Oh, yeah, I thought it was dumb. Okay, never mind. Sorry about that.
It's not dumb. That's awful. So apparently, there's a horrible snowstorm that is much worse than people thought that's coming up from the south tonight.
Oh, is it tonight?
And I have been advised by multiple people to go home right now instead of waiting for in the morning.
All right.
So I have to drive south. Well,
no, you don't.
East.
You're going that way. I have to drive south.
I'm not good with directions.
I guess I'll say goodbye to both of you. Later. Oh, wait.
Oh, well.
We still have a bunch of...
So, if this never gets posted, that's because I died.
All right.
Just so everyone knows.
I don't think they're going to be able to listen to it.
Yeah,
shut up.
That doesn't make sense, man.
Somebody will find this in the wreckage and whatnot. It'll be
found
awesome.
Found footage.
Yeah, there we go. It'll be a found footage boring nonsense.
That'd be terrible.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right, so I'm getting ready to leave. I walked past John Stern, and he pointed at this person and said I should ask you three questions. Who are you, sir?
I am David Shields.
Really? Oh, see, I didn't know what you looked like. Hi, how you doing?
Good, how's it going?
How'd you do?
In the Grand Prix, extremely poorly. Wasn't really that close. Lost it very quickly.
Fair enough.
Pain-free, though, so.
Well, that's all that matters. Do you have time for three questions?
Sure.
Excellent. First question, if the 10 guilds of Ravnica were in a barroom brawl, who would be the last one standing?
Blue-white, Azurius.
Yeah?
Just, like, instantly. Yeah. They're the smartest. They're not overly aggressive. They're not overly conservative. They're extremely powerful. It would absolutely be Azurius.
He's so self-assured over here.
I mean, even if it wasn't Azurius, I would still have to say it was just because of personal biases.
He's really demure, so he's just lying.
Fair enough. Second question. What is your non-magic game of choice?
League of Legends right now, I think. I'm a big Ascension fan too, though, so both of those, I would say.
Sweet. And last question, what is the worst creature in Magic?
Primeval Titan. I mean, it's my least favorite creature. I think it's awful. But, like, when you say worst, what does that mean? Worst for the game, in my opinion, Primeval Titan.
I said Pack Rat.
Worst creature that... Yeah, Pack Rat's right along the same lines. I think Primeval Titan was the worst creature for Magic. I hated that card so much. I'm glad to see it gone.
Don't like getting lands?
I don't like ramp decks in general. I don't think they're fun to play with or against, or, like, I don't like what they do to formats. They're very, like... suppressive. I just don't like them.
Fair enough. All right. Well, thank you very much, sir.
No problem. Thanks.
So there you have it. That is all of the three questions from GP Pittsburgh. As you can tell, there was a horrible storm. Chased me away. I made it home eventually. It was quite harrowing. Thank goodness I survived. Obviously, I survived because that was, you know, almost a year ago. But... yeah, GP Pittsburgh was awesome. It was so great to meet all of you there that I met. Coming up next, GP Vegas. And I promise to have the first file from GP Vegas up before they perfect human teleportation. So if you can step in a pad and end up in Poughkeepsie, even if you're already in Poughkeepsie, then that's my bad. So thank you all very much for listening, and go play some Magic.